Welcome to the Blondie Beauty Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Judge and I am obsessed with beauty. On my podcast, we'll talk all things beauty industry from products, launches, trends, routines, business, gossip, and so much more. So prepare to get glossed with loads of content. Now, let's get into the episode. Hi, you guys. I am so excited to be bringing another episode this week. And this week on the podcast, we have Rayham Essa, who is the founder of Radixer. I am super excited to have this guest on and for you to learn more about her and her brand and her story. But hi, Rayham, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Mackenzie. I'm so excited to be with you today.
Me too. I'm super excited. Tell me a little bit about you and your background in beauty. Where did it all start for you?
Yeah, it's really interesting story because I'm a pharmacist. I've been like into medicine and, you know, all the formulation. And I think my most interaction or background with beauty was just in like pharmacy school when I was doing the cosmetic class and pharmaceutical and all of that. So I had like some background by studying, but it was more into medicine. Actually, I have like two stories, a story of why I started formulation from the beginning, and another story is why I decided to make it a brand and take it into, like, switch all my career and became a cosmetic chemist and, like, you know, start my brand and launch my products and all of that. So in the beginning, when I moved to the United States, I had my daughter and she had really, really bad eczema. She had really bad situation. And then one of the days I decided just to make something to help her, to soothe her skin. And it worked so well. Then I decided to start formulating for her to help my daughter to feel better. And then when everything was working very well, I decided to dig deeper and take more courses into, like, you know, advanced organic formulation and natural stuff, because I know how to formulate, but I just wanted to dig deeper with all the natural stuff, because I have always been a believer in like nature and the power of nature and your body to be able to heal itself. But at the same time, I wanted to study more. I took like around nine diplomas and everything, almost formulation, everything. Wow. And then I joined the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. I became a cosmetic chemist and decided to take it as a career. That happened actually when I was doing my courses and you know, I have to formulate a lot and submit products and projects and stuff. And I had to be the guinea pig for all of that because I'm not going to waste all these good products and materials and ingredients. And during my daughter's, you know, being sick and moving and a lot of stuff was going on in this couple of years, I felt like it's like it was taking a toll on me, and I felt my skin really tired. I have an acne-prone skin personally. I felt my skin was super dull, and I felt like my skin is like it showed all of that. And when I was formulating for my courses and diplomas, I was applying the product, and I felt huge difference. And the difference was not just in my skin. Of course, the skin was clearer, was very clear and nice and glowing. But I found out that when my skin looks good every morning, when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm happy about myself. Like I feel this no relief and you feel like comfortable in your own skin. And here's when I decided to like do more of that and help more women to have this feeling. And here when I decided to do the marketing research, decide what niche I want to really focus on. And I found out that actually people that they have acne prone skin definitely underserved. Because, for example, if you're looking for anti-aging for acne-prone skin, there's always either anti-acne, which is for people that they have acne and targeting like teenagers and younger ages, which is dry, very, very drying for the skin, or anti-aging, which is full and packed with a lot of heavy ingredients that can cause breakouts. Right. Or you have to go through many steps, morning and night routine. And if you're professional, if you're a mom, if you have busy lifestyle for whatever reason, that could definitely be a big failure because you will never stick to it.
Yeah, so true. It's so interesting. I love this story. Tell me too a little bit about the brand. Where does the name come from? What's all in the range? What did you formulate when you knew you were ready to take this on?
Yeah, so when I started with my serum. That's my baby. It took like more than 2 years just focusing and formulating my serum. So the name Radixer, it's coming from Radiance Elixir, which is, I feel, is what we all need. We need this elixir of giving us the radiance, because I feel like, especially with the younger generation right now, they're coming up now. All what they do is trying to cover their skin, which is, they're covering their skin because you don't, it's okay to wear makeup. It's okay to wear whatever you want, but I feel like it's coming because of they're trying to cover their skin because they're not happy about their skin. And even with older generation, like 30 and up and 40s and up, all like the older and younger generation, they want to feel comfortable on their own skin. And I felt that this is what we need. We need the radiance that's coming. So I felt like Radiance Elixir is what I'm leaning into. And so that was the name coming from. My whole brand is about all natural pro ingredients. I have like, it's all about eco-friendly. All our stuff is recyclable and kind of reusable as well. And it's, of course, cruelty-free. And again, it's anti-aging, mainly for people with sensitive skin or an acne-prone skin.
Yeah, I love it. And what makes the formulations unique? I know you mentioned it's an all natural brand. Do you have any specific ingredients that you like to focus on throughout the range? What makes your formulating different?
Yeah, definitely. So first of all, I felt like it's very important to me. It's like, this is how I like look at things, is like the main reason why we have problems from the main thing, which is, of course, for anti-aging. Of course, we have the both my products, the serum and the moisturizer, they have collagen, elastin, peptides, stem cells, oils and bars that help you to plump the skin. But also, none of them are clogging the pores. Mm-hmm. And also, we have ingredients, and we have the pentanol, and we have the niacinamide that help with hyperpigmentation that is caused by aging and also by scarring from the acne. We have ingredients allantoin, we have honey, we have yam extract. They're helping in anti-aging, but also helping with healing, healing the scarring and repairing the skin barrier, which is also happened with aging and with people that they have acne-prone skin because of, active acne. After the acne goes away, there's always a scarring. I do have jojoba esters, but also I have kiwi seed oil. We have bakuchiol, which is natural alternative for retinol. And also, as I mentioned, like meadowfoam seed oil, kiwi seed oil, broccoli seed oil, and they are amazing in balancing the skin. Sebum, which is the main problem for people with acne-prone skin, it's either too much production or clogging the pores. So we have this covered with balancing the skin sebum, and also being able to getting the essential fatty acid that help the skin barrier and improve the senses of the skin itself, for elastin and collagen to improve the elasticity and for the skin.
Yeah, so true. No, I deal with acne scarring and things like that, and those ingredients have been game changers for me. So I totally get what you're saying. Tell me too a little bit how to use the ice globes. I love a good beauty tool.
Yes.
I feel like so many people are into cryotherapy and things for the face.
Exactly.
Tell me how to use them.
Yeah, so I loved it, and I really loved it, and I was kind of hesitant in the very beginning, but I felt like this is what we really need with my range, because it's perfect for anti-aging, and it's perfect for people with acne-prone skin, so I felt this is the right tool. As you mentioned, the cryotherapy, it's very helpful in healing and improving the blood circulation. The massaging motion and the face massaging is really good for clearing the skin and detoxing the skin as well. So all of these are really good. So Ice globes, you can use it for 1 minute or even 15 minutes. You can use it every day, or you can use it whenever you want to have like a spa day or a little bit of extra treatment for special days. You can use it with your skin like routine, or you can use it whenever you need it, especially if you wake up one day, you know, after like long night or stressed night, or even if you wake up with like a little bit puffy eyes or you know, like a little bit buffness around the face. It's amazing. You massage, you put it in the freezer or in the fridge. It's the good thing about the ice globes is it doesn't freeze. So if you put it in the freezer, it will never reach the too cold temperature that could cause like skin burn. Because I see a lot of hacks on, well, I know social media and TikTok and YouTubers, they do like get ice cubes. And actually so many people get ice burn because,
yeah,
you know,
it's
not created equally. Mm-hmm. So maybe your skin can like take it, other skin can't. And also what I like about the ice globes is when you use the ice globes, it improves the absorption of the product. So you really get more of what you're using by massaging and, you know, patting and pressing all the goodness of the product into your skin, and your skin absorb all of that. Again, if you're using ice cubes or something, you're gonna melt and then you're gonna wash all this off. So I feel like ice globes are amazing in improving the skin appearance in general, but also in like the skin feel and to be able to recharge and reconnect with yourself. And it could be again for a minute or even 15 minutes or whatever. It's like a spa in your house whenever.
Yes, it's a mini spa at home whenever you want. I love it. No, I think it's so important, and people don't realize the power that just putting something cold on your face can do for texture and color and all the things. I think it's so important. But I love the globes. They're so cute too. They're so pretty.
You know, I think one of the most common feedback I get from people and on our website for the reviews, I think I have read so many times and I heard so many times, oh my gosh, we didn't expect that to be that good. And it is really so good. Like the skin feel after using the ice globes, like how you feel, it makes you feel really refreshed and your skin feels way better after using the ice globes.
Yes, I love it. And tell us your skincare routine with your products. Should everyone follow the same steps, or does it depend on your skin type too?
So really, there's so many factors. I always say, listen to your skin. It's very important to understand your skin. There's two big, people get confused between two things, which is the skin type and skin condition. Skin types, which are oily, dry, combination, normal, and sensitive. This is your skin condition, skin type. You have to understand where your skin fall into that. And then you have the skin condition, which is acne, hyperpigmentation, maybe scarring, like any other than that, this is a skin condition. And every skin type reacts differently to the skin condition. So usually you need to understand your skin type and you need to understand your skin condition. And according to both, you pick the right serum, which is targeting the conditions, and the moisturizer, which is mainly targeting the skin type.
Yeah.
So, I think it's very important for consumers to understand, because once they understand that and they'll be able to understand their skin, feel their skin, they will be able to choose the right products for themselves. So personally, I have a really busy lifestyle, and sometimes I feel like more than 5 minutes be too much for me. I cannot stick to anything more than 5 minutes. But at the same time, I would love to have this glowing, nice skin feel. And this is what I was able to get with Radixer. Definitely, it was like a life changer for me. I wash my skin in the morning. You always have to start with a clean face. And if your skin is not clean, you, when, no matter what you're going to apply, it's not going to work because you already have a layer blocking that. So you have to have always start with a clean face. And once, while your skin is still damp, you apply the serum. I apply my Radixerum moisturizer. And then some days, again, if, for example, if I have like an important thing coming, if I need to even relax, it's not just for the skin, but I need this minute with myself to just, you know, disconnect and calm myself, I will do like the eyes globes for a minute or two. But every day I do face wash, serum, moisturizer in 2 minutes, voila, I'm done. And this is what I love about Radixer.
Yes.
Because it's packed with so many ingredients that I don't need anything else with them.
Yeah, and it's such an easy and attainable routine for anyone. I feel like anyone has the time for a quick three-step like that. So I love that it's easy and drawn out. But when you want to do those spa nights, you can add in the ice globes or you can add in some extras here and there. But for the daily routine, it's easy and everyone can do it. And I love it.
Exactly. But I also always say that there is daily routine, there should be weekly routine, and it should be monthly or like every 6 weeks routine, which is the weekly routine. I always say you have to exfoliate, find the right exfoliation for you. Don't have to peel, just nice facial mask or pick me up any face mask, sheet mask, or something that to remove the dead skin. So every time you apply your product, your skin absorbs, especially for people that they have acne-prone skin. And acne-prone skin, as I mentioned before, it's a condition. So dry skin can have acne-prone skin. Oily skin, because it's a condition. It's just the mechanism behind the acne prone skin is clogging the pores. It could be clogged because of dryness, could be clogged because of extra oil, could be clogged from dirt. There are so many reasons, but every skin type reacts differently to this condition. So acne prone skin in general, they tend to hold on their skin. So this is where they need to make sure to exfoliate in a regular way, on a regular basis, to remove all this dead skin.
Oh, so cool. That's so interesting. I didn't realize that, you know, acne prone could be a condition, but it can also be within every single skin type. I think everyone thinks it's just a skin type. That's so interesting.
Yeah. It just, every skin looks different. Like skin, the acne for oily looks different than combination, different than dry. And also there's other factors affect that, like lifestyle, the product you're using, the hormone level, like so many factors that affect that. But once you will be able to listen to your skin and understand it, I think everything will be way easier than just the trial, technique, which is you try many products without understanding why you're taking that or why you're applying that and how this works and what specific product does.
Right. Oh, so interesting. I love that. And is there anything someone may not know about the formulation process? Because you've kind of been in all different sides of it. You've been on the pharmacy side of it and you've kind of segued yourself into becoming a cosmetic chemist and formulating. Is there anything that people may not know about that side of the beauty world that you deal with often?
There is so many, actually.
There's so many.
Like when I started, I felt like, oh no, I'm going to have a formula. I love my formula. It's perfect. It's amazing. And let's just do it and start with it. I always say, understand your skin, pick the right product for yourself and give it like 28 days in general to be able to see if this formula is working for you or not. Because your skin usually regenerate or you get new skin. The ideal is like 14 days because of aging, pollution, you know, food. And again, a lot of stuff affecting us in internal and external. So I would say give it 28 days to know if this is good for you or not. As of the formulation side, you can really formulate it just, so many people would say this is for acne prone skin, this is for acne prone skin, this is for acne prone skin, but they're not equal. You have to really find the right one for yourself, because one of the reasons why you could get acne is if you have a sensitivity to specific ingredients. For example, like going back to my daughter, she has really bad allergy from almost anaphylactic from eggplant. Mm-hmm. And no one believed that. Like they say, oh, maybe she doesn't like it. Maybe it's nightshade. So it doesn't, no, she doesn't bother her body. She has extremely bad allergy to eggplant. But I love eggplant. I can live on eggplant. So if a product is have any extract of eggplant, she will have the worst reaction. Mm-hmm. They'll be glowing my skin. So formulation in general is different. Although maybe they say does the same thing, but it's different from formula to another. So if someone say for acne prone skin or for anti-aging, you need to be able to tell if this is the right one for you or not by looking at the ingredient. Try to always, when you're experimenting with your product, understand why this is good, why it's not good, what's working for you and what is not working for you, because every formula is different and unique. There's some similar, but every combination is different. One ingredient can make a huge difference because of the synergy effect or if it's improving the formula in a different way. And also, one of the things that I was so amazed with, what we do in Radixer is I'm really careful about my ingredients. And it's not just, for example, I use rose water. I don't use any rose water. I use very, very specific type of rose water. And it's really, they're like the owner of the company. They have a PhD of how to plant and the timing of extraction and all of that. And you can notice that when you buy rose water, and you buy another brand and you will feel a huge difference because the time of picking, the time of like extracting, the time, how to water it and all of that makes huge difference of the end product. So even I find it very interesting that sometimes with the same ingredient list, but I feel it's completely different product.
Yeah. So interesting. Oh, I love that side of the beauty industry. I think it's so interesting to start mixing the science of like skin types and all the things with products. I think it's just so fascinating. But is there anything that's upcoming that we should be on the lookout for you personally or for the brand? I feel like you have so much going, but is there anything we should be looking for?
Yeah, we have so many exciting stuff going on. Like we have been now, Radixer products have been into some spas and we have some coming up again. So we're going to start like telling people where they can find Radixer in the spas because I feel like Radixer is for relaxing and for our line name is Confidence, which is, you know, a memo to always have this confidence in your own skin and yourself. Yeah. And so this is what we're working on. We are working on another launch. We don't have a final date yet, but stay tuned. It's coming soon. We have many things coming up very soon.
Oh, that's so exciting. It's been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all about you and the brand and everything that it entails. I loved it. But where can people connect with you? Where can they connect with Radixer and where can they shop?
Yeah. So for Radixer, we have our online store, which is www.radixer.com. And we are selling on Walmart Marketplace. We are on Amazon. We are in the Beauty Bridge. And of course, you can follow our Instagram, Radixer_skincare, and Facebook, Radixer, and TikTok, Radixer as well. We are also like, if you can subscribe to the email list, we always connect with our customers. You can always email us, and we'll be more than happy to connect with you and get back to you. And if you have any questions, we would love to answer the questions as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. This was so fun.
Thank you so much. It's very nice talking to you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Blondie Beauty Podcast. Like what you hear? Don't forget to rate and subscribe for new episodes every week featuring the latest beauty news. Stay glossy until next time. Mwah.